Gentlemen, welcome to the pre-series press conference. We'll appreciate if the questions are around the upcoming test series and the World Test Championship. Yeah, we're good to go. Yeah, Karthik.
Virat, we saw Ishant bowling quite a lot in the nets today. How is he looking in terms of his fitness?
He looked pretty normal. I mean, before he got injured, pretty similar to how he was bowling before the ankle injury. And yeah, he's hitting good areas again. Obviously, he's got a lot of experience. So, he's played in New Zealand before a couple of times. And definitely, his experience will be something that will be very useful for us in this series. And yeah, really good to see him bowling with pace and in good areas.
Go ahead.
How different are an opposition, are New Zealand and opposition in test cricket? They like to play the long game, they are kind of different. So, how do you approach that, in comparison to, say, Australia or England?
It's not different at all. It's international cricket. Every team needs to be treated in the same manner. Basically, what we do is we focus on our strengths. It doesn't matter how much patience the opposition has. We obviously have to show more patience than them. So we can't really prepare in a manner that New Zealand might be more patient than other teams and then put pressure on us. I think we have prepared in a manner where our fitness levels are such and our concentration levels are such now that we can compete against anyone anywhere in the world. And that's the kind of confidence we're going to carry into this series as well. If the opposition plays the waiting game, we're going to play the waiting game. If they counter-attack, we have opportunities to take wickets and score runs, vice versa. So, yeah, look, we are going to adapt to what comes in front of us rather than having a set template against any team that we play.
Yeah.
We're going to have a young set of openers, inexperienced openers. So what are your expectations from the opening group, considering the middle of the court?
I think Prithvi, you can call him relatively inexperienced. Mayank, I wouldn't call him that inexperienced now because he scored a lot of runs last year. So he understands what his game is like in test cricket. I think in white ball cricket, sometimes you can try to do too much. But when you come to red ball cricket, then you obviously fall into the disciplined mode of batting, which obviously suits him much more at this stage. Prithvi is a very talented player, so he has his own game and we want him to follow his instinct and play the way he does. So yeah, look, these guys have no baggage. These guys are not desperate in any manner to perform here, or they don't have any nerves in terms of wanting to do well overseas because they haven't done well in the past or something like that. So I think with a clear head, as Mayank played in Australia, hopefully Prithvi can do the same in New Zealand and Mayank can carry forward that as well. A bunch of new guys, they play with a lot of fearlessness and something that can really motivate the whole team and give us the kind of starts that we want and not be intimidated by the opposition in any way.
In the front.
Virat, just want to ask you a question about the schedule also. We've played a lot of, and you are playing all formats and so much of cricket. David Warner recently said that after 2021 World T20, he might have to take a call on one of the formats. I'm not asking about, my question is that have you ever given a thought that maybe after a certain stage, probably the way you love test cricket, you like to at least get rid of one format or maybe play two formats to elongate your career?
Yeah, look, it's not a conversation that is to hide away from in any manner. I think it's been 9 years now or eight years now that I've been playing almost 300 days a year. So with the traveling and all of that, with practice sessions and intensities right up there all the time. So it does take a toll on you. I'm not saying that it's not something that the players are thinking about. If you see, we do choose to take a lot more breaks now individually, even though the schedule might not allow you to. So you're going to see a lot of that in future from many players, not just myself, especially the guys who play all three formats. It's not that easy. Then being captain and having intensity in practice sessions and discussing the game. And so it does take a toll on you. I'm not in that space at the moment. Periodic breaks for me seems to work pretty okay. At a time where the body doesn't respond as well, maybe when I'm 34, 35, you might have a different conversation at that stage. But I think for the next 2-3 years, I have no issues at all. Can keep going on with the same intensity. And also understanding that the team wants a lot of my contribution in the next 2-3 years so that we can ease into another transition that we faced about 5-6 years ago. So, yeah, the mindset is obviously on the larger picture. And from that point of view, I am preparing myself for a rigorous 3 years from now. And then after that, we might have a different conversation.
Over there.
You normally play in closed stadiums. Suddenly, it's a test match. You know, Wing plays a big part here and so forth. What are some of the factors you have to think about as a captain and personally as a batsman playing in New Zealand, especially when it's so open?
Yeah, I think wind in this stadium more than any other stadium in the world plays a massive, massive role. Choosing bowlers accordingly, who bowls into the wind, who bowls, you know, with the wind. So these are kind of things that you need to think as a captain. If the breeze is blowing across the stadium, then who is more effective with the in-swinger, with the out-swinger. So these kind of things you need to think as a captain. But I think as a batsman, the only thing is that the ball might not travel in the air a lot more when you're hitting against the wind. So you need to be prepared to run a lot more. That's something that we experienced last time. And if you have a very light bat, then you're in trouble. So, you know, you need to be firm with your stance and where your bat is, because it can really swing around. I experienced that last time, but it's not that big a change, but something that you do need to be wary of, yes.
Yes.
If I could just talk from a New Zealand point of view, it's a milestone game for Ross Taylor, the first player to play 100 internationals in all three formats. Could you give me your assessment of him as a test player?
Well, he's been pretty successful. He's one of the guys that has made impact performances for New Zealand. I've been fortunate enough to play with him in RCB. Lovely guy, get along really well, and really hardworking. He's a very keen thinker of the game. Not many people might know that, or he might not come across as a guy who's too involved in the game, but he does understand the game very, very well. And that's the only way you can play so long across all formats, and as you said, the only guy to play 100 games over three formats. So, yeah, it's a great occasion for him. I congratulate him. It's been a wonderful career for him. I'm sure he'll want to keep going for as long as he can, so that the younger lot can sort of learn and, again, transition into the role that he's played. But, yeah, it's a great achievement, and he truly deserves it.
How would you describe, like, the challenge of playing New Zealand in a test series at home? And how would you sort of compare that to Australia? In Australia, in England.
I'm not saying this in a negative manner, but the crowd plays a massive role in England and Australia as well. So you need to be in a zone where you need to be feisty and, you know, counter that as well from all angles. But I think in New Zealand, it's all about cricket discipline and what the team brings on the field. They're very intense. They're obviously very, very fit guys, and they can keep going all day and test your patience. Really skilled with what they do as bowlers and batsmen, and obviously brilliant fielders as well. So they don't give you a lot within the game to, you know, sort of bank on or pounce on. So you need to be wary of the chances that come your way and be focused enough to capitalize on those. So yeah, I think it takes a lot more concentration on the field rather than, you know, dealing with things off the field in New Zealand. And that's also a good thing for the players to be in that kind of zone where you can just focus on the cricket and not the extra stuff that's not required. And both teams, I'm sure, will play quality cricket. So it'll be a good series to be a part of. I'm sure people will enjoy watching it because both teams are very skilled. We are not the same team that we used to be. We have a very complete squad now. So we will definitely be in there, and we will definitely be waiting for opportunities that so that we can capitalize on them and win games of cricket.
Just one more from me. What did you make of New Zealand's test series in Australia?
Well, look, it can happen. It can happen, as I said before, the tour started as well. It can happen. You know, Kane's leadership was questioned, and these things pop up pretty quickly. So having been in those situations myself, I can tell you that it's not that alarming a situation for any team. Things can turn around pretty quickly. You saw in the ODI series, we lost 3-0. Didn't look like that before we started the series. So if you gain momentum at the right time, you can play some very good cricket. Playing at home, obviously, they'll have more control of what they do as a group. So they will understand their plans much better. But what happened in Australia, it's from within the team point of view and knowing the atmosphere of the change room, it's not that alarming a situation. The players hurt more than anyone. So I think as long as people realize that and let the team have some breathing space and get back into things, then it's all worth it, because you don't have, you know, a group of 60 players to choose from. You have a lot of 25 that are taking cricket forward, and I think those people need to be given a bit more space.
We'll take two more questions in English and then in Hindi.
Just the Test Championship has obviously been in place for a bit now. Do you think, you know, taking a bit of a holistic view of it, that it's lived up to what they wanted to get in place with that sort of championship, and you know, with the discussion about potentially more ICC events coming in, is that potentially going to underline the Test Championship?
I think it has made Test cricket more exciting. That's something that we have experienced as a side. Although we haven't had too many games where, to be honest, we played at home a lot. Couple of tests in the West Indies, so we didn't have, you know, tour of Australia with the Test Championship or England, or this is our first, you know, away tour since the home season. So I'm sure the games are going to be pretty intense, and teams are going to go for results rather than, you know, settling for draws, which is what you need to see in Test cricket. I think the series in South Africa was pretty exciting with England and South Africa. South Africa winning the first one, then England winning the Cape Town Test the way they did in the last hour. So I think you will see a lot more results like that because of the points that are on the line. And I think Test Championship as an ICC tournament should be right up there. You know, all the other tournaments, for me, they start under that. And this is probably going to be the biggest of them all. And every team wants to make it to the finals at Lord's. And we are no different. And we are in that zone. We want those points. And, you know, we want to make sure that we qualify as soon as we can. And then be in that frame of mind to hopefully win that.
Yeah, Virat, are you close to finalizing the list like Pant and Sara and Ashwin or Jadeja? Are you close to deciding everything?
Yeah, we're pretty close. We'll be fine in an hour, I think. Hour or two.
Yeah. Okay.
Virat, yahan pe jitne local experts se baat kar rahe hain, to wo bol rahe hain ki New Zealand mein India ka isse badhiya pace attack kabhi nahi aaya hai. और कई लोग ये भी कर रहे हैं जो लोकल विकेट पे जा रहे हैं, वो कह रहे हैं कि ये एक ऐसी पिच है जहाँ पर हो सकता है कि आप स्पिनर नहीं निकल आए. क्या पॉसिबिलिटी आपके पास जैसे फोर वर्ल्ड क्लास फास्ट बॉलर हैं चारों जा सकते हैं, या इस विकेट पे आपको लगता है कि नहीं स्पिनर जाएंगे?
आपको आई नो कि ये एक सिचुएशन है. अगर आप वो पिच को जोहान्सबर्ग टाइप पिच की बात करें तो उस पर ये पॉसिबिलिटी होती है. हमारी टीम के पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू से, हमारी टीम के पास उतनी स्किल है कि हम तीन फास्ट बॉलर के साथ भी हम दूसरी टीम आउट कर सकते हैं. लेकिन एक आपको बीच में एक वर्ल्ड क्लास स्पिनर की काफ़ी ज़रूरत रहती है, क्योंकि जिस स्पिनर के पास स्किल है वो किसी भी विकेट पिच पे विकेट्स लेने की एबिलिटी रखते हैं. तो हम लोग होम टीम का कॉम्बिनेशन कॉपी नहीं करेंगे, हम अपनी स्ट्रेंथ से स्टिक करेंगे, और उसमें जो हमारा बेस्ट बैलेंस बन सकता है, जो हमारा मोस्ट लीथल बॉलिंग अटैक हो सकता है और बैटिंग में जो बैलेंस बन सकता है, हम वो लेके जाएंगे फील्ड में. और हम उससे बिलीफ रखेंगे कि हम इस बॉलिंग अटैक से, इस बैटिंग लाइनअप से मैच जीत सकते हैं. तो बाकी जो पहला पॉइंट है, मैं टोटली अग्री करता हूँ कि हमारा बॉलिंग अटैक पिछले टूर से बहुत अलग है एक्सपीरियंस के पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू से, और बहुत ज़्यादा एक एज अ ग्रुप जो बॉलिंग ये लोग कर रहे हैं वो पहले हमने इतनी नहीं देखी है, और इसीलिए हमने ज़्यादा टीमों को ऑल आउट किया है पिछले दो ढाई साल में, और आई एम श्योर कि वो लोग सेम यहाँ भी रिपीट करना चाहेंगे.
Thank you, Captain.
Thank you. Thank you.